In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region around the Jordan were going out to him, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming for his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee the coming wrath? Therefore bear fruit worthy of repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is more powerful than I, and I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." This is the gospel of the Lord. I invite you to be seated. Well, dear friends, I am so excited to be here with you today. We've been working on planning a time for me to come and join you since last year, and calendars have not worked, and then I had a baby and maternity leave, etc. And now I'm here, and I'm so happy to be with you all. My favorite thing this week has been the messages that I've gotten from Sue Ann asking, "Are you sure that everything we've collected will fit in your vehicle? Are you sure everything we've collected will fit in your vehicle?" The answer is, yes, we'll make it work. Whoever knows how to play Tetris really well will join in the project. But I'm so excited to be here with you all. Some of you may not have any idea what's going on, because I know how that works in congregations, and so I'll start by saying this. Hello, my name is Pastor B, or Pastor Brigida. I come to you from Bemidji, from People's Church, and I am so happy to be here with you all. I like to tell the legend of People's Church when I come to a congregation. It's our origin story. So the story goes that our founding pastor, about 30 years ago, gathered together with a group of people for an initial Bible study to get the congregation going, and he found out that there were some people who were gathered there who did not have a place to sleep that night, and so he said, "Hey, why don't you sleep here in our sanctuary?" And ever since then, People's Church has been both a worshiping community and also an emergency shelter. And in our current iteration today, we shelter on average 30 people overnight, every night throughout the year. We're open every night of the year. And then we also serve meals. We have breakfast 7 days a week and supper 5 days a week, and we're serving on average 100 meals a day. So people who are from the community come and join us for meals, not just the folks that are staying overnight with us. So it is people who are maybe staying at other shelters in the area, folks who are housed but are trying to stretch their grocery dollars, like many of us, and also people who maybe are just friends of the church, don't want to eat alone, want to come and join us for community. We have worship on Sunday afternoons, we have a feast at 3:00, and then we gather together for a time of hearing the word of God and praying together and having Holy Communion. It's a really beautiful community, and I would love for you all to come drive up north sometime, come join us for worship, for a feast, come be church together with us. We would love to have you with us. It's a really beautiful community full of big hearts and lots of God's presence, for sure. I like to call that the commercial portion of your worship service. I am giving you back your remotes, but you still can't change the channel. Because now we have to talk about what we're doing here today. The reason that we come to worship, one of them is to hear the word of God and figure out what it means for us today. So today we are hearing about baptism and repentance. Repent, for the kingdom of God is coming near. I know when I hear that word repentance, I usually start to think about the things that I have done wrong. Do you do the same thing? I'm a notorious, stubborn Danish woman who gets really uppity and says, well, I haven't done anything wrong today. Thank you very much. But God calls us to this life of repentance, to think about what is going wrong in our lives and to re-examine, to turn ourselves back to God. I think one of the things that I need to repent of the most these days is a sense that things are the way that they are and they will never change. I might dare to call that a sense of hopelessness, but it's a little bit less dramatic than that. It's kind of like a malaise, for a lack of a better word, just a meh about everything. Things are the way that they are and they're never going to change. We're all humans. We're stuck in patterns of terribleness. Nothing's going to get better. John the Baptist is out there in the wilderness crying out to us and saying, repent, the kingdom of heaven is coming near. And I am tempted to say, are you sure? It doesn't really feel like that. It doesn't really feel like the kingdom of heaven is coming near because everything is a mess. I remember back in the book of Genesis when God was like, oh, everything is so terrible. I regret making humans. Let's have a big flood and destroy everything. And I think, are you really sure you don't want to do that again? We might be too far gone. So I start to wonder, will things ever change? In our reading from Isaiah today, we hear this call from the prophet who tells of a vision of the world where those who do not get along normally get along. Snakes and spiders and lions and leopards lying down with their prey and living in peace together. And I think, man, I'm not even sure my family can get together over holiday supper. What are we going to talk about this year? I don't know. Is there such a thing as the kingdom of heaven? And could it possibly be coming near? People's Church is one of those places where you wouldn't expect to see the kingdom of heaven. There's a lot of brokenness there, right? It's an emergency shelter. People whose lives have fallen apart in some way or another come to us looking for just enough to get them to the next day. You would expect there to be a lot of sadness and frustration, a lot of anger, a lot of dysfunction. And that does, of course, exist there. I'm not going to pretend that it doesn't. But there is also this, like, small glimpse that I had of the kingdom of God coming near. My friend Mikey, he's about my age, mid-30s. He has a seizure disorder and a history of substance abuse. And his seizures have led him to have a lot of traumatic brain injuries. All of these are kind of the leading up to saying, Mikey has a tendency to be violent. And we understand why he is, because of all of those things that have happened in his life, and so we give him a lot of grace. But at the end of the day, the truth is that Mikey is unpredictable. You never know what he's going to do. And he has a tendency to get angry. So Mikey has a felon record. He's a felon. And we're in relationship with him. Another one of my friends at People's Church, his name is Lynn. He's an elder. I like to think of him as kind of the picture-perfect grumpy old man. If he did have his own house, he would be sitting out on the front porch yelling at kids to get off of his lawn. That is Lynn, in a nutshell. He is a crabby old man. He's got dementia, though, and so he has a hard time keeping track of his things, himself, what's going on, time of day, where he can find his next meal, even though we tell him every day, come back at 4:30, Lynn, we'll come feed you. It's a lost cause. He's not there anymore. He can't keep track of his schedule. So in this place where we have Mikey and Lynn, one could expect that there maybe are arguments or fights that break out. One could expect that maybe there is conflict between the two of them. But instead, Mikey has taken a shine to Lynn. He protects him all over town. They go everywhere together. When Lynn had a phone and he would forget to charge it, Mikey would put all the pieces together and charge Lynn's phone for him. Made sure that nobody messed with any of Lynn's stuff. Made sure that he always had what he needed. Bring him food when we were serving supper. Bring him a refill on his coffee. Mikey looked out for Lynn. Still does. Maybe there's this peaceable kingdom, God's kingdom coming near, where felons and elders protect one each other. The kingdom of God is coming near. A lot of times it just doesn't feel like that. A lot of times it feels like the world is just getting further and further and further away from God's vision. God's vision of us being whole and new together. Almost to the point where maybe it feels God forsaken. Maybe it feels like everything is falling apart. And then we see Mikey and Lynn. Do you have a spot in your world where you see that light of Christ shining? That small glimmer of hope that the kingdom might actually come here too? In this life where everything feels as though nothing is changing and we're all stuck in the same patterns, just getting worse and worse and worse, do you have that one moment maybe where you see a glimmer of hope that things are changing? John the Baptist stood out on the banks of the River Jordan and he cried out and he said, "Repent! The kingdom of God is coming near." And I think that my challenge, and maybe your challenge too, is that instead of our usual list of repentance, maybe we are called to repent of our doubt. Maybe we are called to repent of our blindness, called to repent of our cynicism, and instead be renewed seekers, where we can watch, wait, and hope, and see where the kingdom of God is, in fact, coming near to us. That is our baptismal promise, after all, to watch and wait, to bear witness to this Christ who comes and comes to us, this Christ who comes every year, born again into our world, this Christ who reminds us that even in the darkest of places, even in the places where is the least amount of hope, Christ is born and something new begins. This season of Advent, we are called to see where God is, to trust and believe that this God who keeps promises will continue to show up. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is coming near. Coming near to you. Not someplace far away. Not in the past. Not in some distant future that we can't imagine, that we won't be able to see. But near, right next to you. Here. To you. May you all see this glimpse of hope. May you too find a way to repent of your doubtfulness and put on the eyes to see where God is showing up and bringing a new world. God is coming here. Amen.